and for that nothing of her old gear she should bring into this house, he bade, that women should despoilen her right there. Of which these ladies were not right glad to handle her clothes wherein that she was clad, but, natheless, this maiden bright of hue, from foot to head they clothed have all new. Her hairs have they combed that lay untressed full rudely, and with their fingers small a coronet on her head they have addressed, and set her full of nouches great and small. Of her array what should I make a tale? Anitha the people her knew for her fairness, when she transformed was in such richness. This marquis hath her spoused with a ring, brought for the same cause, and then her set upon a horse, snow-white and well ambling, and to his palace ere he longer let, with joyful people that her led and met. Conveyed her, and thus the day they spend in revel, till the sun gan to descend. And shortly forth this tale for to chase, I say that to this new marquisess God hath such favour sent her of his grace, that it ne seemed not by likeliness that she was born and fed in rudeness, as in a coat or in an ox's stall, but nourished in an emperor's hall. To every wight she waxen is so dear and worshipful, that folk where she was born and from her birth knew her year by year. Anitha trowed they, but durst have sworn that to Janicula, of which I spoke before, she daughter were, for as by conjecture them thought she was another creature. For though that ever virtuous was she was increased in such excellence of thews good, is set in high bounty, and so discreet and fair of eloquence, so benign and so dign of reverence, and could so the people's heart embrace, that each her loved that looked in her face. Not only of Saluzzo in the town published was the bounty of her name, but eke beside in many a region, if one said well, another said the same, so spread of her high bounty the fame, that men and women, as well young as old, go to Saluzzo upon her to behold. Thus Walter lowly, nay, but royally, wedded with fortunate honesty, in God's peace liveth full easily at home, and outward grace enough had he, and for he saw that under low degree was often virtue hid. The people him held a prudent man, and that is seen full seld. Not only this Grisella through her wit could all the feat of wifely homeliness, but eke, when that the case required it, the common profit could she redress, then as discord, rancour, nor heaviness in all that land that Sheena could appease, and wisely bring them all in rest and ease. Though that her husband absent were anon, if gentlemen or others of her country were wroth, she would bring them at one. So wise and ripe words had she, and judgments of so great equity, that she from heaven sent was, as men wend, people to save and every wrong to mend. Not long time after that this Griselde was wedded, she a daughter has he bore. All had her lever have had a knave child. Glad was the marquis and the folk therefore, for though a maid-child came all before, she may unto a knave-child attain by likelihood, since she is not barren.
In part 3, the marquis inexplicably tempted to try the patience and obedience that his wife had promised on their wedding day, makes an unspeakably cruel demand of her. Obediently, if reluctantly, she complies. He conceals from her his actual plan for their child.